Hi, thanks for joining us. It's another episode of Vintage Sports Internet News. Man, we're going to get down today. I hope anyway. Yeah, man. It's a lot of sports going to be going down, man. What do you think about your team? You know how I get down. Yeah, you know how I get down. We're going to talk about your team and how your team gets down. Yeah. But first off, let's give a shout out to those Aces. WNBA champs. Yeah, man, they seem like they had a pick to burn. You know, they had a chip on their shoulder, didn't they? Yeah, because let's give a shout out to them, though, man. They the WNBA champs, you know. You got to give a shout out to them. That's all I got to say, because, you know, it just seems like they were fighting the whole way around. You know, nobody... I don't know, man. It just seems like they had a chip on their shoulder the whole time. You know, Las Vegas. Didn't it? Think about it. They was up. It was an uphill climb the whole time. And nobody gave them a shot. Nobody gave them a shot. Aja Wilson. Shout out to you, Queen, because New York was putting that thing on them, man. You know, Vandersloot and company, they was putting that thing on them, man. They was coming with it. And, you know, we wasn't giving them a lot of love, you know. And, I got my reasons, you know. You know, I done told you in the past, you know, why you know. You know, I can give you a dozen, for real. I can give you so many, but I'm not gonna rain on they parade, cause hey, they was balling for real though. If you was watching it, and you know, let's give them a shout out because they had a couple of injured players. You know, it was an uphill climb for real. It was you know, you got to get it now. You come on now for heart intensity. Did y'all watch the highlights, man? They were showing on ESPN. Shoot. 70-69, and the girl from the corner had a chance to win the game. I mean, she had a, for real. Now, come on. I mean, the young lady, I forget her name now because I'm having a vintage moment. I'm supposed to know this stuff. But the young lady for the New York Liberty, she came from the corner on the defense. And she didn't get there in time, for real, if you ask me. The girl had an open look, if you really want to know. She had an open look. She could have just stayed there and just focused and shot it, but she kind of leaned and kind of, you know, to me, she kind of panicked a little too soon. I mean, everything was on the line. I get it. I mean, I wasn't there. I'm sitting, I'm at the crib, you know, eating popcorn, and I'm checking it out. And I ain't gonna lie, man, it was a good game. It really was. You know, it really was a good game. So for all of y'all talking about, you know, they didn't deserve it or whoever, if y'all wasn't rooting for them, hey, that's on you. You know, that's on you. But, you know, I got my terms with them, but they came from an uphill battle. And I got to give them that. I got to give them that one. I got to give them where it's due. I got to give them to them. You know, I got to give it to them where it's due. You know, but my girl, you know, what's her name? Jonquel Jones. You know, she battled. You know, she a defensive nightmare and a rebounding queen. You know, and she battled for the Liberty. You know, I got to give her props. So, yeah, you know, hats off to the champs. You know, they got down. And then, you know, I'm going to end it with this. At the press conference, you know, they was drinking they champagne. And you could tell it was cold on ice. Yeah, so hats off to them. And we're going to get on off to this prime time Saturday, even though my Colorado Buffaloes are off today. Yeah, they off today. So, yeah, it's all good. because, you know, I hate they off. Real. Yeah. I hate they off because I, you know, it's like, you know, I wonder if they hate they off. I know they get to, you know, they bruises and stuff. I know they get to mend up a little bit. I know that part of they like, and they get to, you know, go to the drawing board and go in the locker room and kind of, you know, get some things together that they were working on defense and stuff. And especially that defensive backfield. You know, y'all talking about that defensive line. But man, that defensive backfield need to get some work too, man. So the whole defense just need a little work, but I don't care what nobody say, man. Hey, man, I'm shook up. I want to see my Buffaloes. I don't care, man. I want to see my Buffaloes, man. This Saturday is just not right without my Buffaloes. Yeah, I said it. And everybody talking about, are they bowl eligible? Are they going to be bowl eligible? And you got all the haters in the... I seen y'all. Yeah, I seen y'all talking about they not going to win another game. You okay. Now, you said it. We heard you. Y'all marked that down. You heard them. They said they weren't going to win another game. Now, okay. I'm telling you right now. I believe. Prime time, I believe. And you know, you are some dogs short. And I don't want to call them dogs. Primetime calls them dogs. I don't call them dogs. I call them football players. Real football players. You know, because real football players, they come to play. They come to put the hard hat on and they just come to play. They come to put them old school cleats on. And they don't care about all that pretty stuff. They don't care about putting them shorts all the way above the kneecap. No, not the real football players. They don't care about all that. They don't care about putting them shorts all the way above the kneecap and all that. Mm-mm. They don't care about all that. Mm-mm. They come out there to bust some caps. They come out there. They got guns in both of them arms. They got guns in the left arm, guns in the right arm. And they come to play, man. They got speed in both legs, and they come to play, and they got brains in their head. They using it on the field. They smart, and they in the best condition. That's what it takes. Okay, so let's lace them up, and let's go play Buffaloes, but they off this week. And those who are saying that my man can't play on both sides of the field. Oh, yeah, Travis Hunter. They saying that he can't play on both sides of the field all the time. Every play and all of that. Hey, man, prime time, though. Let him coach. Let the coaches coach. The assistant coaches. Let the assistant coaches who know what their job is. They get paid to coach. Yeah, I'm sticking up for them. Because that's what they do. That's what they got pulled in to do. That's what primetime called them in to coach. They know what they see every day. They know what they hear every day. They talk to the young guys. And I'm going to get off of Colorado because that's my squad, though. Y'all got to understand. They are the most focused team right now in the media and everything right now. And you got to understand, they might make a bowl. I'm not going to say they are, because college football is unpredictable. These young kids are unpredictable. They have the opportunity to make a bowl. They have an opportunity not to make a bowl. But all you need is 5 or 6 wins. And they're close to that. All you need is 5 or 6 wins. I do believe that they have the opportunity to get 7 or 8 wins. Or better. They have that opportunity. Okay, so let's get to the pick'ems today. Let's get to the pick'ems today. How you college pick'ems today? We got the Yellow Jackets, man, of Georgia Tech. Yeah. Oh, we got a plane. Oh, we got a helicopter going. Okay. But we got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. They'll be taking on Boston College, man. Who you got? Yeah, starting at noon today, man. Who you got? Well, I tell you what, man, I think I'm going to check out Georgia Tech. Yeah. Yeah, I really do. I think I'm going with Georgia Tech, man. I ain't going to mess around with them, man. You know, I like Boston College. Don't get me wrong. But I think the Yellow Jackets got a little too much for them. But the game that everybody's talking about today is I'm going to get on right on to it. The game everybody's talking about is Ohio State and Penn State. You know, everybody's wondering if Penn State is going, you know, hey, are they going to win? Well, Ohio State is at home. The game is at noon. Ohio State is at home. Ohio State been blowing jokers out. Who you got? We all know Penn State ain't no joke. We all know Penn State ain't no joke. Who you got? Talk to me. That's all I want to know. Who you got? Because we know that my boy, what's his name? Kyle McCord. We know he'll throw that rock. We know he'll throw that rock. So who you got? That's all I want to know. Somebody's O got to go. Simply, but Ohio State is at home. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's on Fox. Somebody's O got to go. Will Penn State stay undefeated? And y'all got to think about that real hard and tough. I'm saying Ohio State is at home, but Penn State is tough, y'all. Y'all ain't hearing me. That's the game. I should have saved that one for last. Shouldn't I? Should have saved that one for last. That's the golden turkey. It ain't even November yet, y'all. That's the golden turkey. Man, y'all don't understand. I'm rolling with Ohio State, y'all. I can't go against them Buckeyes. Man, Penn State ain't got nothing for them Buckeyes, y'all. Y'all better come on with me. Come on, baby. Y'all better come on with me. Y'all, hey, this what's gonna happen with them Penn State. That's how they gonna feel after the game. Yeah, they gonna feel like Curly Neal got slapped by Mo. Okay, let's keep it rolling. I'm going to tell y'all something. The game I'm waiting on, though, for real, though. 3:30 game. Y'all know how I roll. I can't help it. I can't help myself. Mizzou, baby. Y'all know it. Luther Burden the Third. Don't I mention him every... I can't help it. I can't help it. Okay. Can I try not to mention him? You know I'm going to mention him every week. That's my guy. And go out there and get your Luther Burden the Third merchandise, okay? He got it for you. Yeah. Man, wear your Luther Burden the Third merchandise to the game. And even, you know, wear it around downtown. You know, show off your Luther Burden the Third merchandise. But they'll be taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks, man. They'll be it. They'll be playing, you know, they'll be playing at the Mizzou Stadium in Columbia. Yeah, they'll be in Columbia. And, I'm going with Mizzou. Yeah, they are the favorites, though. I don't know how, because South Carolina's pretty good. And they always play Missouri tough. Don't get it twisted. They play Missouri tough. They always play Missouri tough. But Missouri's at home, and they got my man Luther Burden III. And they got that running back, too, that came from that Division II school. What's his name? Having another vintage moment. But the boy is bad. The boy is bad. He came from that Division II school, and he's not supposed to be doing nothing in Division I. You know, he's supposed to just be mediocre, and he's running that thing. He's running that pill. And we're going to continue on. You know what? I wasn't going to do this game because it's one of my teams, but I'm going to go on and plummet all over Illinois. Illinois going to get whooped by the Badgers. You know Illinois, my team. Y'all know they are. The Badgers gonna tear them up, and Illinois is at home. Yeah, man. Because y'all know it. I'm talking about that coach. He just playing that old school football, and he's going against his old school, the school that he used to coach against. His old school, Belima. They're going to tear him up. Yeah, they're going to tear him up. You know why? Because he still thinks that he's got that old NFL type. No. The game has revolutionized, coach. The game is not there anymore. I'm trying to tell you. But we're going to do this last but not least, because this really is the biggie of the biggies. You know, it's the biggie of the biggies, you know. I thought the Ohio State and the Penn State was the biggie of the biggies, but we're going to go and do this last one, because this is the biggie of the biggies, guys. Yeah, it's going to be Tennessee and, Alabama. Who's going to be watching? 3:30, Tennessee, Alabama. Now, you get your popcorn for this one, because everybody's talking about Alabama's going to roll over Tennessee, man. Don't count on that. Don't be listening to all them experts talking about Tennessee is going to get wiped by Alabama. I don't believe. Now, I am rolling with Alabama. I think they're going to win. But I don't think it's going to be no blowout. No siree, Bob. I think they may win by a field goal, maybe a touchdown. No more than 10. But it is not going to be no blowout. They're talking about how Alabama is going to crush Tennessee and how they're going to do this and how they're going to do that. I don't see it. Now, they got them as 8.5-point favorites. So they're trying to stay safe, some of the favorites. They got them as 8.5-point favorites. So it's really like a touchdown. How do you beat 8.5-point favorites? Touchdown and a safety? Touchdown and a safety? Nah. Maybe that they might be close with that, because I see them maybe beating Tennessee by a touchdown. And that's as far as I see them beating touchdown. And Tennessee might surprise them and beat them. So I'm not trying to, shock any of you guys, because I'm not a betting guy. So you guys that bet, I ain't trying to get none of you guys on that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's going to do it for the college game, we're going to might roll to some of this NFL action that's going to be going on tomorrow, and we're going to see who you rolling with. We got some real good games, man, that is going to be coming up tomorrow. I don't know who you're going to be rolling with, man, but some of them games that's going to be coming up tomorrow. It's going to be the Falcons and the Buccaneers, man. If you got Central Time, it's going to be 12 noon, man. Falcons and the Buccaneers, man. They're going to be coming down, rolling down on Fox. Yeah, they're going to be throwing down. I don't know what's going down with them Buccaneers, man. But Mike Evans, man, he's been dropping a couple of them balls, man, that he should have been catching. I don't know what's happening, man, but they pretty good, but they only 3-2. I think their record should be better than that. We got the Bills and the Patriots going down at 12 p.m. On CBS. That should be a really good game. The Bills, man, I don't know what's happening with their quarterback. They're 4-2, but man, they should be better than what they are. So, we got some good games coming up, man, tomorrow. The Cardinals and the Seahawks, they'll be throwing down at 4:05 tomorrow. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That'll be on Fox, 4:05 tomorrow on Fox. And another 4:05 game. Let me see what we got going on tomorrow. Sorry. The Browns and the Colts. How you liking them? On CBS, some of those Cleveland Browns fans, they are not doing as well as they wanted to do, because they had some injuries going, and the Colts, they're 3-3, Browns are 3-2, so we'll see what's happening, and of course, we got the NBA that'll be running coming up in about 3 or 4 days, maybe, man. And I know everybody's excited about the NBA, man. How are you faring coming up about the NBA and what's going down in the NBA? Because, man, it is rolling, boy. Them boys ain't playing. And I'm just going to say one word, and that's Wembanyama. Man, woo! Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for Wembanyama? Because I'm ready. I'm going to just put it that way. Are y'all ready for Wembanyama? Because the boy is the real deal. I really do believe. I believe he's the real deal. Hey, do you have your fantasy squads? Huh? Do you have your fantasy squads? Because I got mine. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all a real story. I already had 3 fantasy teams. And every time I got ready to pick Wembanyama, I got ready to pick him. And right before I got ready to pick him, somebody picked him. Right before I got ready to pick him. The pick before mine picked him. So I had to sign up for another draft. And right before I got ready to pick him, somebody else picked him. So you know what I did? I signed up for another draft. But I outslicked everybody this time. They had me picking, what was I picking? I think they had me picking 11th. I was the 11th pick in the draft, everybody. You know what I did? Yeah, you know what I did. Everybody guess. Wembanyama was my number one pick. That's right. Everybody else, hey, fall in line. I picked Wembanyama for my number one pick. And, yeah, I got a pretty decent team. But yeah, that boy's going to make me a lot of money in my free fantasy basketball. So, hey, yeah, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. I hope everybody's going to have a fabulous Saturday watching the college basketball. I hope you got your teams for your fantasy basketball. You only got about 3 days to go. So, yeah, I only played free. I don't do the gambling thing. I just play for fun, and give me my trophy at the end of the season. Give me my trophy. I feel good playing, getting my championship trophy. That's going to do it for Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Hit the bell. Let me know what you want me to talk about next time. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Peace.